What's up, everybody, and welcome to Crystal Champagne Room. I'm your girl, Rosé.
I'm Chocolate.
I'm Cinnamon with an S.
And today, our subject is going to be sex on the first date. So I hope you got your glasses. We got some little glass of Roscato wine. And we're just going to talk about, you know, how everyone feels about sex on the first date. I don't know what y'all feel about sex on the first date.
Oh, well, I've experienced that myself. It was interesting.
So who initiated? I mean, did y'all talk about it during the date? Did y'all bring it up? Did it just happen? Like,
it was just a physical attraction.
Okay.
So it was well overdue for me, the whole sex thing, coming out of a relationship, so I just felt the need I needed to be taken care of sexually. Okay. So I took care of myself sexually.
Is it okay for a woman to have sex on the first day?
Is it okay for a man to have sex on the first day? Don't they always expect sex on the first date?
Hell, they always expect sex without a damn date. So, shit, I don't know what to say.
I don't feel like it's wrong for a woman to... I mean, because sometimes women are just out for sex. Not every woman wants a relationship.
I agree with that.
I personally think that first date, you should discuss it. Like, I think that it should be... So, hey, you know, where do you work? Oh, you like working there? How long you been there? That's what's up, what you do there? All right, so what are your limitations on sex?
But why can't a woman just look at a man and say, well, we want to see how that is? They lust after us all the time.
They sure do. I told somebody the other day that the first time I shake a man's hand, I already know if and when you're going to get it. When I'm, hello, my name is Rosé. I've already decided your due date.
Well, for me, I guess I had seen the guy several times.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we had never... went on a date. We encountered each other in passing.
So you flirted with each other first.
Of course.
So is that really like a first date? Because you had some sort of
interaction.
You but built
I
that
just
up.
Knew that he right, was just gonna get it.
Yeah.
I just knew.
I think we all have that on the inside. We know if they gonna get it or not. Like a lot of... Okay, let's... Oh, I hate to do it. This whole Steve Harvey act like a woman, think like a man, this 90 date rule. So, I believe that that whole 90 days, you're asking that person to tell a lie. Because you're asking that man to pretend like he don't want to fuck you. Okay? So, I want you to pretend for 90 days that you don't want to fuck me. I want you to pretend for 90 days that you're interested in all these other things. So, that 90 days, then you can be yourself. I don't want you to pretend for 90 days to be yourself. I want you on the first date to show up as you.
But, you know, men are intimidated by women who do that. They want the, I don't know if it's the chase or the
passiveness.
The leading up to,
yeah.
The building up to. I think they're afraid of women who...
Or that aggressive.
Aggressive. And
gotcha.
They're that informed about, I know what I want, I know when I want it.
You know yourself, you know your body, you know what you like.
Exactly.
You know what's going to please you and how, you know...
Well, that's crazy to me because most guys are always talking about how they feel like we play games. But then when you get a woman who don't play games, then you're intimidated by it. Like, you got to choose one side of the table. Either you don't want me to play games or you want me to play games. Like, you want me to make you chase me or you want me to say, here, this thing is on the platter. Do you want it or do you not?
Right.
So then, let's just say if you do go there on the first date, are you expecting a second date?
It depends.
Right.
It depends. I mean, I think there are definitely instances where, you know, this is all we gonna do.
Right.
And I just had to have it.
I just wanted to see what that thing
right.
was like.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else.
So then, should you even go on a date if that's all that you really want? Like, should you just do a come through and chill type? Issue.
No, you can't come through. You can't come through.
But you can't come through
because ain't no telling who else trying to come through. You know?
I feel you. That's what I'm wondering. Like,
but
if you think like, you already know, if you, like, for with your situation, you already had some dealing, some interactions with this guy. So you already knew whether or not this was something you wanted to pursue as something further, or if you wanted to pursue it as just something sexual. So let's just pretend.
The thing, like, what I think what draws a line is that when you start to catch feelings, man, if you already know that, you know what, all I want is sex because that's where I'm at in my life. I'm just about pleasing me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not looking for any type of long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have sex. Mm-hmm. I just want the D, you know.
Yeah.
And if you putting it down, I'm going to keep on calling you. But I ain't trying to be tied down to you, you know.
Y'all can't see it, but Cinnamon is dead over here. We got to resuscitate her.
But I think all women have that point. And I don't know what that point is. If it's in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s,
for
or
me,
whatever.
For me, it's in my
40s. At some point that you reach a period in time where you just really want to please yourself.
Yes.
And find out who you are sexually.
I agree.
And I don't think anything is wrong with that. However, society has made these boundaries that women have to live within, and men can do whatever they want to do.
Yes, I agree with that. Look, we gotta get Cinnamon a little water. A little water over here. She gets a little
raspy. Chocolate bus,
Cinnamon.
Right?
Cinnamon, little sick, and y'all have to forgive her.
All right. So then, dates. All right. So the norm, the cultural norm is, if a guy asks you out on a date, you're expecting for the guy to pay for the date. But if you know for a fact that all you want to do is sleep with this dude, do we then still let him pay for the date? Or are we going Dutch and saying, fuck this, we really ain't trying, we just going to eat just to do this whole formal thing?
Nah, he can pay for it if he insists. I mean, I ain't making him pay for that.
Right, true. He just paying
I'm
for the food.
I'm giving him voluntarily. I mean, you give, I give.
Yeah.
But if he asks you on the date, isn't it fair for him to... That's totally different than what you want to get out of it.
That's true.
He want to go out to eat. You want to go out and fuck. That's all I want to do. But in the meantime, if we're getting something to eat, then...
I do believe that a real gentleman is always going to treat a woman like a woman. Paying for the dinner is no big deal.
Right.
Only when you come across them busters, I just want to hit it and quit it. Now, there has to be some sort of, what do you call intimacy, foreplay, something, whether that's the dinner, something has to lead up to that. So,
yes.
Yeah, you can't just have no, it got to be some sort of lubricant first.
Yes, I got you.
Something to grease you up to say, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But what if you already greased up before you get there, though?
Well, she do you. This is a little, it's not as sweet as what you.
All right,
you
we pouring up. We on the second.
Right,
we on the second bottle of wine. What we got over there,
that's
Cinnamon?
That's good right there.
This is Reuniti Lambrusco.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to reunite.
It sounds fancy.
Reunited.
Sounds fancy.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Oh yeah, that's good. Okay, so what, how do you bring up the topic if you're not gonna physically have sex? Okay, so for me, a lot of women have these ideals on what's a deal breaker in getting into a relationship. For me, for Rosé, deal breaker for me is horrible sex. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how established you are, how faithful you are, how good you look.
You can
horrible
right
sex is a deal breaker.
Chocolate gonna stop you in the middle. She gonna be like, no, you know what? That's enough for me. We ain't got to finish. What you mean we ain't got to finish? Just what I said. You can stop right there because I don't have time.
So how do you bring that up in a relation, in a conversation on the first date without sounding like what society has labeled as a hoe? So we talking, we eating our dinner, and I'm like, okay, so what's your freak number? What's your cutoff? What will you not do? How do I bring that up in the conversation without sounding like, what if I don't want to fuck him the first night? I just want to talk about it just to kind of see if we're compatible?
Why don't you just ask, what are your sexual preferences, you know? Because me, personally, I'm not really concerned with society thinks, because I ain't fucking society.
I got you.
And I ain't ever fucked society. So, I could care less how they feel about me sleeping with somebody on the first date. Only I know how many times I've done that, you know. And hell, if it's good, I'm gonna keep on going.
But I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think if the atmosphere allows for it, it should be a smooth transition. It won't be like forcing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think when you're on a date and you guys are talking and there's that chemistry, it just happens.
Right, absolutely.
You shouldn't have to even force that conversation. And if you do, then that lets you know this probably ain't the Negro I need to be with.
Right.
But I'm thinking a woman should be the one who kind of gauges that conversation and go in that direction, because most guys are not going to be expecting.
If you want it sooner.
Yes. Or just in general.
Right.
Even if we're not going to fuck for 90 days. On the first date, I want to know if we should go on a second date. Because if we're going to go on a second date, I want to be knowing what we're working towards.
If you feel that thing and it ain't nothing down there, you probably
ain't going to. I don't know. It might be some with some little ones that know what to do, though.
But it's, I ain't going to say little ones.
We're not talking popcorn shrimp?
No, we're not talking that.
Okay.
But there are, I don't always necessarily think, like you hear a lot of women talking about size. I think there is a size that is comfortable and good.
Yeah.
But I think there are other sizes, because there's different lengths, size, shapes, girth, that still are very...
Give me some girth.
You gotta know how to
work. Yes,
right. Girth.
I mean, because you can have the largest penis and not even know how
to
work.
Agree to do. I agree. I agree with that, too.
This okay. Give me the tongue action then, boo-boo.
So, this is another thing. Like, so, if a dude is, like, bragging, like, super-duper bragging about his pussy-eating skills, to me, that lines up with you either can't fuck or your dick is little.
Right.
And like, automatically, I'm turned off because you ain't told me about nothing else you can do for me.
But men who overcompensate and say that, this is what, in my experience, since I am one of the, I'm the elder of the group. So in my experience, what I have encountered when I, if a gentleman, is that all he talks about?
Mm-hmm.
Then 9 times out of 10 is one of the two issues that you said.
Right.
So because I don't feel like you have to brag about what it is that you do if you're so good at what it is that you say you do. Well, you don't just let it speak for itself.
And when it starts speaking, it's gonna tell all. Cause I've been in a situation, dude, brag so hard, boo, it wasn't even. But I don't even know what you're doing. All I know is I'm soaking wet. It ain't because I come. Because you sweat back. You can stop. Just stop. Yeah, right now. Or, I know some dudes probably gonna want to bust a bitch over their head for saying that, but I'm just gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Like my mom always said, when she fucks, she like to get a feeling, and with all that down there you doing, don't feel like nothing but yoga.
Yeah. Not yoga.
You ain't doing nothing but a bunch of stretching and. I'm done.
But the guy who I had that was very, very voiceful about what he could do, when the time came for him to do, it wouldn't even do anything.
Girl.
So please don't hype me up like that.
And then want you
then
to do something to get him hard. What?
Boo, what?
You ready? What are you saying?
Yes.
You'll see these juices flowing. You talking about do something to get it.
I don't need you to get my juices flowing. I can get my own juices flowing. But what I need you to do is know what to do when these juices
flow.
Get to
flowing. Yes, I agree.
So, like, okay, for instance... I don't want to, if I'm having this conversation with the dude, we're on the first date, I want him to know the kind of person I am, so I can kind of know the kind of person he is. So if I say, I only have, I'm just going to use this as an example, it might not be true or false for me, but I might say, I only have 2 no-nos. Number one, you ain't sticking nothing bigger than your thumb in my ass. And number two, I don't take shots to the face. So if I say that, does that give him room to know that I'm kind of like spontaneous, I'm adventurous, I'm...
Well, that just opens up the door for him to ask the questions that he may have for you on a sexual tip.
Got you.
But it also lets it just, you know, you've already let him know that your 2 no's or your no no's.
I mean, is that too much information for the first date?
I mean, if you keeping it real,
Because at the end of the first date, I want
to
know,
what all are you expecting to talk about on the first date? Normally, what's the norm for a first date?
See, I don't know what a norm for a first date is, because to me, most first dates are bullshit. Everybody brings their representative to the table, and I don't want to bring no representative. I'm 36 motherfucking years old. I want to bring the real me,
the rosé.
Yeah, rosé. Want to be at the table and be like, hey, so in order for us to go on date number two, this is the shit we need to lay out on the line right now. And if we both got everything lined up, then I'm ready for date number two. And if we end up fucking that night, then shit, we end up fucking that night.
And the night after.
Until
we decide this no longer works for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. So I have fucked on the first date. It was on my bucket list. And we didn't actually go out anywhere. He asked me what did I want to do? And I really didn't want to go out to eat or anything like that. I had already gotten home and cooked and everything I needed to do. So I really didn't want to like go out. I said, let's just have some drinks, ride around, and enjoy each other. He was like, all right, I got you. So he pulled up. I'm not going to say what kind of car he drove, just in case he listened and he might know it's him that I'm talking about. So he pulled up in the nice SUV. And he had the drinks ready for us. He had my favorite bottle. And we just kind of rolled around. And at the end of the night, he was like, what you want to do now? I was like, I want you to pull the car over right there. I ain't never fucked in a car before. Why don't you get back here and fuck me in the back seat?
Man. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking feet in the sunroof, baby. Now. But after that, we didn't really go out anymore. Like, I kind of gave him that experience. You knew what this was. Right. And it is what it is until we decided it's something different.
Yeah, my encounter was similar to that. We went to the movies, and after that, you know, I think we got a bite to eat or whatever. And he was like, what do you want to do? Well, what do you want to do? He asked me that second time what I want to do. I said, well, I want to fuck. Because I want to see if you packing what I want to see what you working with, because exactly. You're fine.
Exactly.
And I know you fine. But shit, I ain't think I was gonna put it on his ass like that. That said, can I have some more? Some more?
Who is that?
I wasn't a comedian.
Like, right.
I was chocolate. I worked that thing out.
What?
Shit, okay. I said, all right, I'll let you later. Uh-huh. Went back to the house. I was like, oh shit. Call him then. We're gonna do this. We're gonna run it back.
Replay.
Run it back.
But that was my first and my only time that I've ever did that. And yeah. The experience was it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was spontaneous. It was something that, and I think that's what brought the excitement to it, because it was something totally out of character for me. Because I'm not like that. I'm like, if you approach me and the first thing you talk about is a sexual thing, then that turns me off.
Gotcha.
And it's bizarre, because it was me that looked at a person and the first thing came to my mind was sexual.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I think I want to be in a relationship with that person. It was just like, I just want to fuck.
But see, it's okay. And I think that's the thing that women don't understand. Well, most women don't understand. It's okay for you to have that thought. Like, we think, or I won't say we, I think society has molded us as women to think that when we see a man and the first thing we think is he can get it, that we're thinking like men, which is why people like Steve Harvey, I hate to keep bashing him like that, I love you Steve, but people like Steve Harvey can make money off of books like that, because these women really think, oh, I'm thinking like a man. No, you're thinking like a human being.
Right.
You're thinking like a sexual being. That's what you are. So I don't want a guy to come to a date with me and say, okay, well, in real life, I'm a sexual being, but I'm going to pretend like I'm not for 90 days so she can go ahead and give me the goods. No. But he's just going to let the shit happen the way it's going to happen when it happens. You know, I do want us to talk in advance to know what we're both willing to do and what we're willing to not do, because I don't want my freak number to be higher than yours and then you ain't gonna be ready for what I'm ready for, because I've had that situation before as well.
But what if your freak number is higher than his, but he's willing to grow?
Oh, if he's willing to learn, I would love that. I love being a great teacher. I got degrees, baby. I love to teach. I love to teach. I love it. I love it. And you know, that's also a great thing, because if we had to separate between someone being a submissive and a dominant baby, I'm very dominant.
Excuse me, but I ain't really interested in your number, just your status. Your shit say negative, HIV. Then we good. I don't care what your number is, as long as you negative.
So let's talk about that.
To the HIV and the AIDS.
Let's talk about that. So when did we bring that up?
Because I don't want to know what your body count is. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know what your body count. I want to know what your freak number is. Like, what are you willing to do?
Yeah,
will you let me tie you up?
I can tell you what I ain't doing.
Can I blindfold
you? Fingers in your booty hole. That's what I ain't going to do. So that's number one on mine.
No tongues in the booty hole.
None of that. I ain't caressing no ass, grabbing no ass.
You better
sheets.
Not even like for me to touch you.
I told a homeboy of mine. I was like, I'll lick a sack from the back, but I ain't licking no booty hole.
Lick a sack from the back, but you ain't licking no crack.
Yeah, that's what I mean when I say freak number. I don't care about your body count, because if you come asking me about my body count, you're gonna get this wine dashed in your face. I just want to know what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do.
I can't stick no fingers in no, you know, men, some men like that shit.
They do.
I'm not gonna be able to. That's one. No.
But see, I'm gonna be a little worried about that,
because
then you might like, you know, that finger might be good to you, and you want something a little bigger. And biologically,
I can't help you on that.
I ain't got nothing that much bigger. And if I got to put something on just to satisfy you, then who gonna satisfy me?
So, I want somebody that's gonna make my toes curl all the way up. Shaking and she like, hold on. You know, and what I realized now that I'm in my 40s. Woo, that thing there, that she got a mind of her own.
Yes,
I swear to.
Yes, she does. She does.
Since I never understood that, but once I turned 40, it's like, because there have been times where I'm like, I don't really, you know, I don't have to have it. Of course, I enjoy it. Now it's like, she got to have it.
Yeah.
It's like.
And on a consistent basis.
On a consistent basis.
So, talking about that. The last
when you turn 40,
who told you that?
Cinema
told you that,
baby.
Last dude I was talking to, I told him my requirements are, if we're gonna be talking, I'm gonna need it at least 2 to 3 times per week. He told me that I was being too aggressive, and that was his job as the man to determine how often we have sex.
But they want you to be submissive.
Yes, and I'm not a submissive.
I need you to be submissive.
I'm not a
submissive. That's why
I want to tap you on your shoulder.
Roll over.
Yes.
Just stay asleep. I'll wake you up.
But when you meet somebody like that, though, what that tells you is that's just not the person for you, because there are gentlemen out there or men out there who will say, okay, well, you can decide too. It's not just me.
Yeah.
So when you meet somebody that tells you that, then what that tells you right off the bat is, okay, cool. Cut the cord and keep going. Next.
Yes.
Like somebody, mama said, what she said? What your mama told you about another one coming?
She got ain't no mama.
Yeah, like on the bus stop, stand there, another one gonna come in 15 minutes. It just ain't that deep. It's not that deep.
When the buses.
We need to stop forcing ourselves into relationships that are not there.
Yes.
Even if you think he's fine, if he tells you some stuff that you know don't jive with your psyche, then you keep it moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like if I'm generous enough to offer you some pussy, you should be generous enough to accept. To accept. How often? Women are offered dick all day long. From the time we get up in the morning to when we get that good morning, beautiful, offered dick. When we get to the gas station and the dude is holding the door.
If it's anything
offered
you need,
dick.
I mean anything.
Just call me.
Offered dick.
At the schools they offering it to you.
Offering dick.
All
day long we are offered dick.
All
so
day.
That does nothing for me for you to offer me dick, because I can get it from any corner. I can scroll through my phone right now and get dick. But if I am so generous as to offer you some motherfucking pussy, nigga, you should be happy. And accept.
Take
gladly.
This pussy.
Take it. That's all I want you to do. Just take it.
And love it.
Yes.
I agree.
Caress that pussy.
Aggressively.
Be shit up every now and again. Bang, 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 bang.
John with a spoon.
Hey.
John with a spoon. Bang, 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 bang.
So, I mean, really, I just wanted to have this conversation because I want us to free our mind about this whole sex on the first date thing. Like, I've done it once, but I have not ever been in a circle or in a place where I could openly talk about it until probably right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because most women would judge that to say, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. He never gonna call you again. Okay.
But they have
I didn't ever call
questions.
Him again.
This is the same conversation that they wish that they could talk to somebody about.
Yes.
So, I mean, yes. Just keep it real.
That's true.
Yes. I know plenty of couples who got married from having sex on the first date. I mean, I don't think that there should be such an emphasis on how far your relationship is going to go based on whether or not you have sex on the first date. Now, for me, if the sex sucks on the first date, it's not going to go any further than the first
date. But it might suck to you, but he might have thought it was great.
I don't give a damn what he thought. If we didn't have chemistry, us together, because I can't fake it. I don't know. There's women who are great at faking. I don't have a poker face, and my pussy don't stay wet for a nigga that's not doing what he's supposed to do. I'm just gonna be real.
Can you show that I'm dead?
Cinnamon has died again. We have to resuscitate her.
Once again,
turn into motherfucking sandpaper if you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna be able to. I can't fake it. You can only eat pussy for so long. And if I'm just going to be with nigga for that's eating true. Pussy, I might as well just give me a woman.
I mean, damn. Well, that just fucked me up. Because bitch do be wanting some penetration. Some
yes.
good hard.
Yes.
It's, yeah. Yeah. You can't just
lick it and
yes.
think that right. that's going to be okay.
But you have those people who think that.
Yes.
No, you can't compensate for it. It ain't nothing that's going to compensate
no.
for it.
No. Nothing at all.
No.
And if you can't stay in that thing that long, because sometimes that pussy be too good for you to stay in it too long, you better learn some tricks, goddammit.
Yeah,
you better put all of your best moves in that 2 minutes that you got in you. Just
smack it up, flip it, rub it down,
all
and do
of
all
it.
That up.
Have me just, my hair just
it
straight.
It is possible to have me done in that amount of time.
Yes.
It is possible.
Yes. I agree.
Well, I ain't one of them women that worry about my hair. Because we can do that over. I mean, if you can't get that spot, you can't get that position right.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna tell you to stop.
So would you stop right in the middle of it if it's not any good?
I have. And my mama told me
what you say.
Gonna
what
bust me upside my motherfucking head if I keep telling them stop. STOP, stop. Well, you was just finna stop. Wasn't no finna hit it from behind. Bitch, you can't even hit it from the front. I can't even feel a motherfucking thing.
Now, I've not had a stop moment, but I did have an encounter where you trying to hide it so I can't see you before it happens.
Uh-huh.
Well, I need
because
to see
it's
this
such a short stature.
Well, maybe he's a grower and not a shower.
No, he wasn't no grower.
He wasn't a grower.
Girth was good. Length
yeah.
was terrible. I didn't realize it was this damn late. I got to go. I got my shit and got up out of there. I'm putting stuff on and walking out the door.
I done had that. I done had two encounters with the damn baby. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but can you play with it to get play with what? Bitch, my pussy is wet.
Yes.
Can you put your mouth on it? If it's that, it ain't hard.
Oh,
it's little.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry you got too excited. Tragic. Well,
no,
maybe we can
that.
Try it
no,
again.
No,
ain't
try
no
it.
Try it again.
You're gonna set me up twice.
You're
gonna set me up
twice. You should have been ready. I was ready.
Yes.
You're not gonna set me up for the okie doke twice.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about when do we have to talk about your STD free status? Like, how do we work that in there?
Oh no, that comes up
that
first
comes
while
up
we even talk.
I know you attractive and I want the D, but what's your status now? When was the last time you went to
what?
The clinic?
Mm-hmm.
Cause
have
I
you ever had any?
Right.
Yeah, right.
I want to know it all.
Yes.
Because there's
made
no
it
need
this far without getting the cooties. I don't want to get the cooties now.
I ain't never had them. Never want them. So let's get that straight right off the bat. The only way you can is if you F-R-E-E-E-E-E
Look. Shit. In this day and age, you have to be so careful, though. But yeah, that comes up right off the bat, boo.
We gonna talk about that. What?
So, do y'all go get tested together?
Damn, man, I got my own papers. You better have yours.
There that goes.
Did you carry your papers?
But see, why would we go test them to get tested together if we just fucking? Like, this might be just a one day thing. How am I gonna get?
Oh, well, that's true.
You know,
but you never know before he...
Exactly. But I got my paper.
I don't like to use...
No, you do not.
I don't like to use latex, y'all.
You want to use latex. You don't like to use latex?
I don't. I'm allergic to latex.
Okay, get lambskin. Get something else.
I have the kind that, you know, you're not supposed to... But I don't like how I feel. I like to feel it.
Well, you can't feel it till after the first day.
You can't get the extra sensitive.
No, you can't feel nothing till after the first day.
You
cannot, no ma'am. No ma'am. Unless I've dated you for 90 days and I know.
Right.
First date, oh no.
Now you ain't hitting it on.
Yeah.
You would want a bear date? Oh no, partner.
That's enough for me though.
But y'all missed it just because y'all can't see. Chocolate was about to pull her papers out. Because she keep them in her purse.
Pop!
She's ready. She's ready for y'all.
I'm ready for y'all.
Y'all was not ready.
But when you call for chocolate, you better have your papers.
Baby!
She's going to pass on.
I'm done. I'm too done.
Oh.
I can't play no games. I want to live.
Maybe that's why I need to be in a relationship. Because I don't like to use nothing. I like to feel it.
Yes, you do. That is one of your issues.
I like to feel it, too.
That first time ain't nothing.
But I
don't want
to feel that other shit.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah, to the no, no. Hell no. Hell no. Don't give me nothing. No, baby, no.
So, what if you don't go all the way? Are you opposed to oral sex on the first date?
Shit, you got semen. The shit that free ejaculation shit going in your mouth. Where's your papers?
Yes.
Let me just say this. They say, and you can write and type or say I'm crazy or whatever, but I feel like if your body fluids are contaminated, they all contaminate.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I don't want none of that shit. Yeah, you keep kissing. All that. I don't want to kiss you.
All of that.
I don't want none of that.
So if you show up with that little thing on the side of your lip right there, you're going to be like, yeah.
People have finger blisters.
That's
herpes. Yeah, and that's different. Yes. But I don't want, no. You can't, if you are in... Not in remission, and you have an open sore. Mm-hmm. You can't touch my coochie,
honey.
Yeah, no.
The first time we having sex, the lights are on because I need to examine that thing. Need to look at it.
Mama always told me to look at that
movie. Yes. Look at it. I need to look at that thing.
Excuse me.
Is it okay to ask to look at it?
Hell yeah.
I don't think there's a dude on earth that is gonna be opposed to that unless he got a little one. You know, ones them little when they shy. But the ones is working with Conta.
They want to.
They gonna pull that thing. Yeah, yeah, you can look at it. Yeah, you can look at it.
About to break your damn forehead. Your forehead in.
Working with that Wakanda. That killabonga.
Yes, yes. They gonna whip that one out so you can look at it and check it all the way.
Yeah,
they
gonna be real proud of that bitch.
Yes.
You say you want to see it. What you think about it?
Yeah. So then after you see it, what happens? I mean, do we say, okay, we'll put it back up? I was just wondering what it looked like for now.
I just need to see what you're working with.
I'm be like, that's a pretty motherfucker. God damn. Do you know what you're doing with that?
And you have to ask.
I'm going
to ask. Because it's something they got them that don't know what to do with it.
All that equipment and don't know what to do.
Baby, let me get on top. I'm going to show you.
But it's something that got them and they don't work well.
Yeah, but I draw that stick. I'll show you how it works.
See, she's a teacher.
I'm going to teach you. Because, see, I like to be pleased. Once I teach you, you better be able to be able to, come on.
I know how to please me. I hope you know how to please you.
Exactly.
You better get yours.
Yes. So let's talk about getting mine. How many of yours do you have to get to know you had a good night? Because if I just get one, I'm not happy with that.
One orgasm?
Yeah.
You don't ever have multiple?
Oh, I do. But if you ain't, if you can't give me multiple, we can't talk no more. I can't call you no more.
I can have one.
I need to lose count.
I can have one if it's a good one.
Yeah.
If you have some. If
that's that one good one.
Shit. Right up here.
Right in your chest.
Yeah. Stop it. You hitting the walls. You sitting up there like, woo, woo, woo. What more sound, Gina? Woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. You had a good
one. That right.
But I'm going to come back, though. I'm going to come back for seconds or, you know.
Yes.
Just because I had one big woo. Yeah. Wait.
Yes. But I'm good for three.
Yeah, yeah.
I need at least eight.
If that's the big payback, if it's that big one, that big one,
yeah.
Oh yes,
I need at least eight of them little ones and one big one.
You said eight little ones.
Eight little ones. I need at least eight. If I don't have at least eight, I need to have a good night.
You don't have a good night.
I'm not gonna have a good night. I need at least eight. At least.
You will. Because
after
I had three, boy, leave me alone.
Right, I'm out of there. You gonna be here?
I'm gonna tap you on your shoulder at 2:00. Hey. You ready for round two?
Now I have done that.
Yes.
He woke yet? Do you need me to wake him up?
Wake him up.
You
need
help. What you say? You got? You already hard. Let me clear.
Uh-uh, don't go pee yet. Don't go pee yet. Don't go. So again, y'all can't see.
You wake up.
Y'all can't see. Like, but Chocolate has mounted her chair, honey.
Equestrian rider.
What the fuck, baby? No pussy.
Okay, bam. What?
Oh, man.
Can we do that again?
Yeah. Right. So.
Yes, indeed.
Let me see how long we've been talking. We've been talking to y'all about a good 36 minutes. Real quick. So, how everybody feeling? Yay or nay about sex on the first date? Yay or nay?
I'm with it, though.
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with talking about it. I don't know for sure if I'm going to actually do it the first time, but if it does, I don't want it to be because we talked about it.
Right.
You know? I don't want it to be just because I brought it up that you feel like, oh, so I'm going to get some. Let me go ahead and pay this bill because she already telling me what her, what her freak level is.
See, I've never done it. I've never done it. In all my years, I've never done it.
I've done it one time. It was fucking awesome.
It was.
Especially for a person to come back and say, can I have some more? I'm like, damn, that nigga. That nigga wants some more.
Some more.
And you know the only that makes some more. You got to have chocolate and marshmallows. Okay?
I had to go ask my mama. I said, now, I got two kids. But when you have sex with a man, and they turn back around and say, can they have some more? She telling me, you got that comeback.
Baby, that red snapper.
Yes. Snapper. I said,
what?
Yes.
I was like, oh, okay. That's
yes.
Cool. Right.
So, it's probably some married listeners, you know, that didn't get to live their dream of sex on the first date. What's some, like, you know, because you are almost married person here on the thing. You practically are. I mean, so what's some things they can do? You know, can they role play? Can they, you know, see, I'm into that shit, too. That's why I need a man.
I think couples have to do what fits them. You have to do what works for you, because what works for couple A or B, it may not work for couple C.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go into your marriage. I definitely think you have to have some sort of spice, because you don't want either person to get bored.
True. Yeah.
Whether that's one night a week, y'all go in the garage and y'all, the backyard, or
spontaneity
in the shower. There has to be some sort of spontaneity.
Yeah.
It may not be, your freak level may not be 10, but if it's a 2, do 2.
Okay.
Do what works for your relationship.
And know your man.
You women who think that you cannot be openly aggressive towards your man, men like that occasionally.
Yes.
And he may not like it all the time.
Yes.
Now, sometimes he wants the panties thrown at him as soon as he walks in the door.
Right.
Yes.
Be aggressive on a different level, not always with your conversation. Be aggressive in the bed. That turns men on.
Yes. I will say, again, if this person listens, you know, don't identify yourself. I will say that I have had the same friend with benefits for a number of years. Okay, so I ain't out here just fucking everybody, okay? So my spontaneous moment was one day I had the place to myself and I was just like, hey, I'm trying to get me some. So my thing was I just called up and said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, I'm taking a nap. I was like, what are you about to do? Probably go hang out with the fellas around 11 o'clock. I was like, oh, so we got about 4 hours. He's like, yeah, what's up? I was like, well, you want to come through and fuck me before you go? Well, yes, I would. I mean, and just like that, he came through, did that thing in. All right, well, boo, have a good time. Let me fix you up. Make sure you look good. Go enjoy hanging out with the fellas. I mean, nothing wrong with being the aggressor. I think guys like that.
Nothing wrong with being the aggressor. You getting picked up and you ain't got no panties or no bra on and you just
pop.
You don't stop mounting the furniture.
I thought we was headed to the daiquiri shop. Man. We on our way.
On our way. Keep driving. Keep driving. I got the steering wheel, baby. You just handle the pedals.
Okay. Yes.
Well, guys, I guess it's our time. We're going to go ahead and call this thing a quits. Y'all send us some questions, some comments. Give us some feedback about what y'all thought about this podcast. We're going to try to give y'all a little something different every week. This is Rosé signing out.
Chocolate.
Cinnamon with an S.
Y'all have an awesome week.